Salmon are scarce in Northern California, but they're nowhere near as rare as the sturgeon. Just one of these huge fish can fetch thousands of dollars on the black market. That means poachers. They supply that black market, though California's game wardens try to stop them. Reporter Tamara Keith of member station KQED discovered during a recent raid that those game wardens are stretched thin.
It's before dawn when about a dozen game wardens descend on a quiet street in South Sacramento. Their green pickup trucks jamming the street, they enter a home, shotguns in hand, to serve arrest warrants on three brothers who live there. Meanwhile, other teams carry out busts at six other houses. It's all part of what the California Department of Fish and Game has dubbed Operation Sacked Again. Again, says Warden Byron Trunnell, because this isn't the first time some of these suspects have been in trouble.
Several individuals in this case have been arrested and prosecuted for commercial sales of sturgeon. And so these individuals were fishing for sturgeon again this year in violation of probation from the last case.
Sturgeon are a huge fish, 6, 7, even 9 feet long, and they live for decades. The large females are productive breeders, key for future generations of fish. But they're also prized for their roe, which can be made into caviar, sold at high prices on the black market. Warden Patrick Foy says for poachers, the gains outweigh the risks. A single fish can be worth thousands of dollars.
We are at our wits' end with groups like this who continue to just poach and poach and poach for personal profit. I mean, as soon as they get out of jail, they're back at it. So we start to scratch our heads and think, what is it going to take to prevent these guys from poaching sturgeon?
The suspects in this case face a fine of between $5,000 and $10,000, a year in jail or both. Still, this operation required a huge amount of manpower, a big deal for a force depleted by state budget shortfalls. Usually the work of a California game warden is considerably more solitary. Warden Jerry Carno's two guns rattle behind him as he drives over bumpy, winding roads in a wooded backcountry.
We got the shotgun, and then we have the military 308 caliber rifle to protect ourselves.
He's looking for bear poachers, or perhaps someone killing a deer out of season. His backup, the next closest game warden, is in the next county.
I mean, there's such a low presence of law enforcement in the areas that we go to that people don't even fear violating the law. And that's where we come in to try to do the best we can and actually catch people that are illegally poaching.
It's dangerous work, says Nancy Foley, chief of the Law Enforcement Division of the California Department of Fish and Game.
If you take a look statistically, game wardens across the nation get assaulted more than most other law enforcement agencies. Everybody that we contact has a knife or a gun.
Foley says there simply aren't enough game wardens on the beat in California, only about 300. Compare that to other states. Florida, for example, has more than 700 game wardens and less ground to cover. California's situation isn't likely to improve anytime soon. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's proposed budget calls for leaving 38 vacant warden positions unfilled. As his day nears its end, Warden Jerry Carno dims the lights on his truck as he pulls up to an area where thousands of migrating birds are landing for the evening. The sun has fallen behind the horizon, which means it's no longer legal to hunt. Carno is listening for a shotgun blast.
Guys will drive down roads like this with their, you know, cars blacked out, and then I'll just hop the fence and boom, blast them while they're on the water, and that's the kind of stuff we look for.
He doesn't catch anyone this night, but he does catch an amazing amber sunset. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.